From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has vowed to resign after his referendum on constitutional reform suffered a huge defeat Sunday, losing to the no camp 60% to 40% amid a high turnout. Mr. Renzi, in his comments, says, "I didn't succeed. It's up to me to leave my seat of power. I lost, and I say this out loud, even if I have a lump in my throat." The referendum's defeat also raises a specter of financial crisis within the country's banking system. Austrians' desire to stay anchored in the European Union outweighed concerns over immigration and security and helped former Greens leader Alexander Van der Bellen defeat his far-right rival Norbert Hofer in Sunday's presidential election. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports.
Centrists and leftists across the European Union are expressing relief after anti-immigrant Euroskeptic Norbert Hofer lost by a clear margin to Alexander Van der Bellen, an independent supported by the Green Party in a race seen as a test for the strength of populist movements in Europe. Defeated and disappointed, Hofer tells VOA his anti-establishment movement is not done yet.
What message went out to the establishment here with this election?
Look at me, I will fight for the next elections.
Had he won, Hofer would have been Austria's first far-right leader since World War II, and the first one ever in the EU. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Vienna.
The United Nations Security Council is due to vote today on a resolution calling for a seven-day ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Tensions there have impeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says it's a provocative step. This